You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
D-backs are back home, two games over 500 and a half game out of one of the playoff spots in the National League. Welcome back to a little early BP. I'm Mike Farron. Coming up today, we'll visit with Torrey Lovello. We'll help to preview this huge four-game series that gets underway tonight with the Milwaukee Brewers. But yesterday, a big night for the D-backs offense.
Escobar to deep right field, and the D-backs have a 2-0 lead. Wow, that went almost onto the concourse down the right field line. A two-run shot for Escobar, his 20th. First pitch to the right-handed hitting Crone, and he clubs it deep left center field, way back, and that is way out of here. Off the back wall of the D-backs bullpen, a three-run shot for Kevin Crone. It is 11-0. Escobar drives one to left field. That ball is gone. Eduardo Escobar is homered from both sides of the plate, and the D-backs push the lead to 17-3.
Three of the five home runs in the D-backs' 19-4 win over the Texas Rangers last night. Most runs scored by the D-backs this season, second most in franchise history. Most runs scored in a Major League Baseball game this year as the D-backs sweep the two-game set and come home two games over 500 and a half game behind Milwaukee for the second wild card spot. They're also a half game behind the Phils, who beat Los Angeles this afternoon 7-6. So it is an important homestand for the D-backs, and it starts tonight here at Chase Field. It is kids-free weekend. If you purchase an adult ticket, two kids, 15 and under, can get in free with you for all four games of this critical series against the Milwaukee Brewers. All right, let's preview it now with the manager, Torrey Lovello.
Yeah, Torrey, I feel like I spent a good amount of time asking you on the trip about the trouble the D-backs have had with right-handed pitching. Really didn't have any in the 2 days in Texas. What was your reaction as that first inning was unfolding last night?
That we were waiting for the pitch we were looking for. And, you know, Chavez was trying to crowd us with a cutter, and we wouldn't offer out. He was missing with some of those pitches, and we didn't miss him. You know, the big home run that gave us a two-run lead, I think, kind of set a great tone for us. And then there was just quality at-bat after quality at-bat after that. We weren't trying to do too much. And you can get caught up into that rhythm of, in that ballpark with the wind blowing out, let me go deep. Our guys stayed strong. They stayed with their approach, and good things happened.
How important was it to not just put up the seventh spot in the first, but then score again, put up a big inning in the second, and then answer again in the third?
Well, we did that a couple of times. It seemed like they'd score a run, we'd come back with our own big inning. But you know, you score 7 and 5 in the first two innings, you're feeling really, really good about yourself. But you know, like I said, in that ballpark, you're not 100% sure, but I felt good about Robbie pitching and knowing that he was going to be doing his thing the way he's been doing it over the past several starts. And I just was pleased with how there was a relentless approach, and we were not satisfied. We were just going to keep tacking on. I think, you know, the guys were getting a little bit frustrated. We got hit by some pitches. I don't think they were intentional, but we had the mindset, if you're going to hit somebody, we're going to make you pay, and we're going to score some runs, and they did a good job of that.
What did you think of Robbie's performance yesterday?
Yeah, I thought it was outstanding. If you look at the entire body of work, I think the whole pitching staff gave up 7 hits and only 4 runs in that environment. That was perfect. In Robbie's particular case, when you get out to that big of a lead, that can be a little bit of a distraction. You forget how to pitch. You forget how to do things the way you normally do them. You get out of the grind. Robbie didn't. He stayed into it. He was getting frustrated when he wasn't making pitches. He gave up the 3 runs in the second inning. I thought he rebounded from that and gave us a great effort.
A couple of moves in-game yesterday. Marte came out after 3 plate appearances. Said manager's decision. What went into that?
Well, I've been looking for a day off for him, and I told him, look, that's going to be your day off for a little while. He's one of the best players on our team and one of the best players in the league, for that matter. And he didn't have any time off for the All-Star break. He was our lone representative. He went there. He was traveling. He was moving all over the country in those 4 days. When we were just relaxing and doing what we need to do to recharge our own batteries, he didn't have that capability. So I wanted to give him a day off. I just didn't find the right spot. After the 12-0 lead, I thought it was a good time to get him off of his seat.
And Gerard Dyson had to leave with a hamstring cramp. How is he today?
He's doing okay. You know, the players are just trickling in right now. I told them to come as late as they possibly could, so I haven't yet connected with he or Wilmer Flores, who I'd like to see. I know he's just been activated today. But Gerard sent some texts. We asked our athletes to do that first thing in the morning when they get up. He said he felt good, so he's still day-to-day at this point.
All right, you mentioned Wilmer Flores finally activated from the injured list. Kevin Krohn goes to AAA after the game yesterday. How do you plan to use Wilmer now that he's back?
Well, he's going to play second base against every lefty, that's for sure. And then just get a variety of pinch hit at bats to start here and there against some righties. I haven't mapped it out yet. Like I said, I want to see him and make sure he's good and he's healthy, and I want to get him through a workout here. But he's active here, ready to go, and I just want to maximize every ability I can with this lineup, with this team, on a given night to score as many runs as possible. He's a quality at bat. I know that, and we've missed him for a long time. It's good to have him back.
Milwaukee Brewers are in for the first time this year, and at least on paper, it looks like a pretty important series. You're half game behind them in the standings for the second wild card spot. How do you treat these next four games?
Well, like any other, every series is in every opening series, every game that we play is extremely urgent. And, yeah, it probably gets magnified when you're in a race, and we like that. We've embraced that over the past couple of years, and the core group of guys here know when these games are important, they need to be at their best. But not to get sidetracked or put too much pressure on yourself, be yourself. Go out and perform and know if we play the game that we're supposed to play, good things should happen by the end of the day, and wrap it up and do it again the next day, and see where that lands us at the end of the 4 days. But this one in particular is a little bit more meaningful because they're right near us, and if we can do what we're supposed to do, we feel like we can stretch out this distance or create a gap. But we can't look beyond today before the rest of the night or the rest of the series is over.
Now, you face Zach Davies tonight too. He's had a very good year for them. He's a local kid and he has a really good changeup. So what's the key to getting to him?
Well, you know, he kind of works on the edges of the plate. He does a good job of throwing pitches where he needs to, when he needs to, and then he works off of that changeup very, very well. So we know we have a really good battle going against us tonight. I feel like we need to get him on the plate. That's the key. And usually I'll give you the thoughts about pushing a guy out or making sure the pitches that we're looking for are in the zone that we want to hit. But I think we got to get him on the plate. He tends to kind of work off the edges of the plate and not make many mistakes. And when we get into that count when he's throwing mistakes, we need to make sure we're ready to hit him.
All right, Skip, go again tonight.
Thanks so much.
D-backs skipper Torrey Lovello. D-backs getting ready to take on the Milwaukee Brewers. BP show at 6. First pitch at 6:40. Greg Schulte is back with Tom Candiotti. The pitching matchup tonight, Merrill Kelly for the D-backs against Zach Davies, product of Mesquite High School in Gilbert. For Milwaukee. So we will talk to you then. I hope you enjoy the game tonight, and thanks for joining us for a little early BP.